Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. Philadelphia's Talk Radio 1210 WPHT, WPHT HD, WOGL HD3, Philadelphia. From the Piazza Premium Automobile Studios.
Powering your drive with 10 brands and 20 locations.
Always live on the free Odyssey app. It's Dom time. Now, Dom Giordano.
All right, it is Dom time, and how funny how a theme emerges. Dan and I saw this interview with Bryce Harper, with Scott Lauber, who does a great job. The Inquirer covering the Phillies, and he talked about, wow, the lengths he goes to eat healthfully. And he mentioned, oh, he's a big fan of raw milk. Now, we believe he's in Jersey. We looked at it. Jersey frowns upon that. I'm talking ridiculous. Whereas Pennsylvania, they'll take a look at stuff, but, you know, you can do it, sort of. We've had some battles back and forth. So we were talking yesterday about this whole thing, and RFK, wouldn't this be a prime zone? I see today meltdowns because ivermectin, for example, for COVID or for whatever, is really become a staple in a lot of places. Now, you know, it's an alternative therapy. There's mixed opinion on it, but I think you ought to be able to do it. Same thing with raw milk. But across the country, can you consume raw milk? Well, joining us is the chairman and president of the board, founder of McAfee Farms, an organic pastures dairy company. I believe it's also the Raw Milk Institute, if you can imagine. I love that. I love the Gravy Institute. I'm failing that now. Yeah, I'm the chairman and CEO of the Gravy Institute. Mark joins us here from California, I believe, on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Mark, thanks for taking time out to join us.
Absolutely, my pleasure. I'm the chairman of the Raw Milk Institute, but also wear the for-profit hat of the CEO of Raw Farm, which is the largest raw milk producer in the world, serving California in about 500 stores. So that's who I am.
Now, this is strange to me. When I read up on you a little bit, Mark, Jersey is the enemy of freedom, petty tyranny, and all that, right? But the bottom line is that California seems to be a bit more lenient. Why?
Raw milk has always been legal in California forever. It's never been illegal. We've always had strong raw milk standards. And when I say the word standards, that really, really matters. Because when you produce milk for pasteurization, anything goes. You can put pathogens, dirt, doesn't matter, because it's going to get cooked and processed. Raw milk has to have a different set of standards. And the standards in California, along with about another 12 states, are very high, requiring that you meet and exceed pasteurized milk standards, not by killing the milk, but by producing it very cleanly and testing it. So it has everything to do with standards, and California has very high standards, and raw milk's available in about 500 stores or more.
So when you heard this in Pennsylvania, did you hear it, Bryce Harper? I mean, here, there's going to be a comeuppance on this. He hasn't done other interviews. He was sharing, Mark, in the Philadelphia Inquirer, all these things he does, some of which make a lot of sense to me. I'm a vegetarian. Other things, I think, all right, you know, he's freedom-loving, you do what you want. And then he pops the raw milk thing, and we're thinking Lancaster County, Pennsylvania, because that's where he gets a lot of his produce and all these other things from. So who are some of the people that we would know? Are there famous people that are raw milk connoisseurs?
Yeah, Danica Patrick, race car driver. She loves it.
Danica Patrick, yeah?
Absolutely. Remember that raw milk is filled with bioactives. And there's a long list. I won't get into the science behind it, but a long list of them, extremely good for your gut, which is 80% of your immune system. So people that are concerned about their health and their immune systems, they're going to want to get into something that's got lots of bioactives in it. All of those bioactives are changed or destroyed by processing. So there's a major movement, especially since COVID 5 years ago, where people want to take responsibility for their own ecosystems, their own microbiomes in their gut. And raw milk has those bioactives, which are very, very, very good for the gut microbiome. Just like breast milk would be for an infant, raw milk from cows or goats or sheep. For 10,000 years, it's been very, very popular for human beings to consume across the world.
Now, it's surprising to me because RFK, when he stays in his lane, I'm all on board with. There are times I'm critical of some stuff. He hasn't made this a major focus yet. Do you think he will?
You asked a very good question, and I'm patiently waiting for the phone call. Let's put it that way.
Okay.
When he was running for president, his vice president candidate, Nicole Shanahan, came to our farm and visited me all day. She did a big podcast, and she asked me if I would be an advisor to the FDA on raw milk policy and standards, and I said absolutely. So I've been fully vetted by the MAHA group and all that stuff to actually come in and help the FDA to establish standards so we don't have this patchwork puzzle of state-by-state standards, but we'd have some universal standard so all states can kind of come in line and allow universal access to high-quality safe raw milk. And I haven't got the call yet. I did get a text from Bobby about 4 months ago that said, stand by, as soon as Marty Macri is confirmed, we'll be calling you. Well, they haven't called yet. So you're right. He's a raw milk consumer. He's one of my consumers. When he's in California, he consumes raw farm dairy products. He gets them in L.A. So,
Mark, what would you say to a guy like me who is a vegetarian, very conscious of health, workout, et cetera? But I'll tell you honestly, and I've read extensively here, what you do with the high standards of this, maybe because I'm not a milk fan. I don't drink milk.
Sure.
So do you have people that maybe wouldn't drink milk otherwise, but they're going to drink raw milk because of what you're saying? And I'm not doubting it. I'm just not a milk fan, so I don't know that at least the raw milk I would get here in Pennsylvania, I kind of think I'm rolling the dice a little bit.
Here's the thing. A lot of people have left milk because it doesn't taste very good.
Right.
And it's not easy to digest because it's highly allergenic. That's pasteurized milk. Well, I tell you what, we have just a slew of people. I would venture to guess about 200,000 people that consume our brand out here in California. And there's a good subset of them that didn't like milk at all until they came across our milk, which is delicious. Number one thing they say is absolutely delicious. It makes them feel really good. And it satisfies them. It's not allergenic. It's easy to digest. So when you think about being a vegan, I don't blame you at all. I would reject highly processed foods and all that stuff. I really would. But I tell you what, when you go to raw milk, that's 100% unprocessed directly from a cow. And you don't hurt the cow by collecting it from her like we have for the last 10, 12,000 years. In fact, you're supporting her and what she's doing with all kinds of good stuff in terms of creating good fats for your brain and all that stuff. If you think about it, children that are born, they consume raw milk from their mothers.
Right.
So they're not vegan. They're not vegans at birth. That fat is really, really critical for developing the brain and supporting the immune system. It has all kinds of these bioactives we're talking about, which are very anti-inflammatory and very, very good to build the immune system. So it's a choice, obviously a choice. Anybody can do what they want to do, hopefully. But we want to provide a good choice for all Americans that choose to drink milk and raw milk, and that means high standards. We don't want to have people going out there and drinking milk that's got pathogenic bacteria in it. That's bad news. So it's all about high standards, and we've got great technology now to be able to test the milk to see what's going on with it before it's even sold. So this is a pioneering effort, and I really, really want to help Bobby as soon as I can, and I'm wanting to help everybody be able to access this milk as soon as we can.
Well, I do too, and you know, I hope Bryce Harper speaks about it some more here. We got a little legal problem. I think he resides in Jersey, which is the enemy of anything like this. Are there wild question to you, but are there, I'm a big milkshake fan, even though I haven't had one in about 4 or 5 years, just a, you know, weight type of thing. How does a milkshake interact with raw milk?
Well, a milkshake, a lot of people make what we call kefir smoothies. Raw milk can be fermented and made into this delicious, extremely probiotic, very, very biodiverse whole food. So kefir would be a fermented form of raw milk. It's kind of sour, but you put it into a blender and add in all kinds of things like berries and bananas and raw honey and all the goodies you like. It makes it a semi-sweet, absolutely delicious, extremely satisfying drink. That's a shake. It's a milkshake made with raw milk kefir. Or you can make raw milk ice cream, which is to die for. People cannot get enough of it. So the fats are really the carrier of these bioactives. 60% of the bioactives that are so health-giving are found on the butterfat globule. Now, that's all destroyed during homogenization and pasteurization. So there's a whole rebellion of people saying, screw this, I'm believing my farmer and technology and science, and I'm not going to follow industry, the FDA, right, that hates raw milk. I would say RFK is a lover of raw milk, but he hasn't built a culture yet within the FDA to embrace raw milk yet.
I don't know, to be critical. I'm hearing you. You're the exactly, if I were in his shoes, the guy I'd be bringing to Washington. This would be great stuff. I could see some senator. Now, tell me more about this raw milk. It would be nuts. What would happen? My God.
Well, I am very, 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 what's the word I want to use?
Passionate.
Passionate, but extremely well-informed. I go around the world for the last 14 years, have attended the International Milk Genomics Consortium conferences, and I'm the only freaking farmer in the room surrounded by 120 PhDs. They're pulling apart milk and looking at the genomics, proteomics, lipidomics of milk down to the genomic genetic level. And so I bring this information home and apply it to the science of what I do in our dairy and our operations, as well as mentoring other farmers around the world at the Raw Milk Institute. So I'm kind of dangerous, because I've got the best science on my side. And there's, by the way, nobody dislikes raw milk when it's breastfeeding. Everybody agrees. But when you change it one species to a cow, goat, or sheep, they all freak out because of safety. Well, we figured that one out with modern science and conditions and what we do with our standards.
I'm telling you, it's one of the joys of this job that I get to interact and meet people like you. And when you go to Washington, which I would predict will be sometime in the fall, we'll have a big raw milk thing. We're going to meet up with you. Now, until then, for your product and about you and all, where do people go, Mark? What's the best place?
Rawmilkinstitute.org is where you find out about standards and where you can find local raw milk. Rawfarmusa.com is where you find our products, and you'll be able to find our products. We cannot ship our raw dairy products across state line. Only our raw cheese, which is truly raw, is found in stores across the United States. And that means that the cheese has never been taken above 100 degrees, so all these bioactives are still there, like a truly French raw cheese would be. So rawfarmusa.com to find out about my brand here in California, or rawmilkinstitute.org if you want to get your local raw milk producer up to speed and using really high standards.
Mark, thank you. Thanks so much for joining us. To be continued when RFK Jr. finally answers the phone. Mark, thank you. Keep on doing what you're doing. Great stuff.
Bobby, give me a call. Marty, give me a call. I'm waiting, buddy.
Well, we know Marty really well. Next time he's on, I already put it down on my list of questions. Marty's our guy, so we can influence him maybe a bit. Yeah.
Marty knows all about me. He's got the paperwork in front of him. But it'll be a kind of a gutsy move to do it because it's very disruptive moving pioneering process forward. So thanks a lot for the call.
Oh, well, Mark, thank you. Thank you, Mark, very much. The fun in this job, Henry, in this guy, right, is just very effective here. Oh, I'm the only farmer there. You see Bryce Harper standing there with RFK Jr. and our guest, and of course, Marty McCary talking raw milk. The other side just nuts over this.
Yeah. I just got a call a few minutes ago, Steve in South Philly. He was talking about how he gets his raw products delivered to his house from Lancaster.
Of course. And I think that's where, Bryce Harper, but, you know, there's the Jersey thing where you're not allowed to do it.
Well, I guess they're bringing it across the border.
Yes. This used to be the other way when people would go to Jersey to get alcohol and then bring it back here because we don't want to shop in the state stores. So Jersey, though, is more to on stuff like this. They're just unrelenting. I'm telling you, people, the amount of stuff I'm getting of people begging to be judges of elections here at Mulligan's, we're going to need the whole back room here just for that. And again, you can electioneer. You can tell people, like Chef Dave, I'm sure will be. He'll be holding up his stuff and saying it's sauce as you vote. And we'll have the official vote. That's what I want. Price Waterhouse will certify it, or somebody we know in Wildwood. And the mayor is straddling both sides here. He wants to just be there for the winner and say, all right, I'm on that side. 855-839-1210. You can get on board. Your reaction to the raw milk guy, and I'm glad Harper's doing what he's doing. Can he play into his 40s? Well, I think all this stuff is helping him. He's injury prone. He plays so hard. But he's got a lot of stuff backing him up here. I mean, compare, just think for a moment, Bryce Harper, the stuff he's doing, whether this is necessarily going to work or not, versus Babe Ruth having his stomach pumped for eating 16 hot dogs between a day-night doubleheader or a doubleheader. Can you imagine, I mean, the difference? How are those guys able to play even 12 to 15 years? I guess, you know, it wasn't so athletic, so maybe it wasn't as challenging for Babe Ruth. But today, you're not going to last unless you do some of these things. All right, 855-839-1210. Great prize, though. It is time for...
It's Dom's Money Melody.
Where has all the money gone?
All right, we are playing today again, maybe all this week, a pair of tickets to see the great Joe Conklin, who'll be on the show on Friday at 1:30 with the City Rhythm Orchestra Friday, July 11th at Wildwood Public High School. For tickets, visit joeconklin.com. Host it by Dom Giordano.
All right.
Now, you know, as host, this is a limited gig here. Joe's very a tough taskmaster. He tells you how many minutes you get. That's it.
Oh, really?
Oh, I think over in Glenside, I had a whole line of material lined up. You know, Pat Malloy was there, and I got 3 minutes. I'm looking over there. He's telling me, come on, we got to get on with the show. There's like 17 Conklins that are in the show. It is the best of Philadelphia sports, and he gets Philadelphia better than, and the voices are just incredible. His Trump gets better all the time. All right, Henry, what do we have?
Yeah, Dom, so today we're talking about those personal quirks. So I'm going to play you a very quirky individual here, covering a very famous song, at least to this show. So this person has sold over 75 million records worldwide, has 15 number one hits in the UK, which is tied with the Beatles for most all time.
Okay.
He's dyslexic. He's dyscalculia. Is that, I believe that's how you say it. He's got a lot of ailments that would plague him on the way to top to superstardom here. With more than that, though, when he had a movie made about him and his life and his career, he made the creative decision with the director to have the actor portraying him be himself, of course, but as a monkey. So his life is chronicled in a very recent movie where he is played by a CGI monkey. I'm going to play you a cover of Frank Sinatra's My Way, sung by this person. I want to know who this cover artist is.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
All right.
Yeah, Don, what do you think about that one?
Sacred ground's brutal.
No, you don't like it?
No.
It doesn't have the punch, though.
No, that's right.
You always look at that part.
It's sacrilegious, yes.
Yeah.
Oh, goodness.
So, yeah, I want this. The name of this artist, very famous worldwide artist, very quirky artist.
A monkey playing it.
Monkey plays him in the movie. Who is this artist covering Sinatra?
All right, hit us with this, and you're off. I don't know if Joe does Sinatra. I'll ask him that on Friday. 855-839-1210. And I know Sinatra said sauce. We won't hold that against him. 855-839-1210. You get on board with Dom.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference.
According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Friday morning, Talk Radio 1210 WPHT's Piazza Pet is back. We're teaming up with the Piazza Auto Group to support the Brandywine Valley SPCA. Join us for a live broadcast at Mercedes-Benz of Westchester, part of the Piazza Premium Automobiles family. Kale and Company will be there from 6 to 10 a.m. Come by for coffee, donuts, and bring your pup for a pic in our fun doggy photo booth. Then 10 till noon, Don Stensland has adoptable dogs on site, thanks to the Brandywine Valley SPCA. Friday morning with Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Now is the time to get away to the beautiful Oceanfront Grand Hotel in Cape May, New Jersey. It's my happy place, and I know it'll be yours too. And we're going to be there for our next live show, June 20th. And you got to book now to book your June midweek stay and save. Stay three nights and get $60 a night in resort credit. Five nights get you $70 a night. Seven nights, you're going to get $80 a night in resort credits. And you can use these credits to make purchases of food and beverages, Hemingway's restaurant, outdoor pool bar, beach concession stand, or in the gift shop, take your family on a whale-watching boat cruise. Always book direct with them for the best rates. The Grand Hotel is also the perfect place to host a wedding, corporate event, baby and bridal shower with four ballrooms. They have the perfect space to make lifetime memories. Just call and ask to talk to my friend Caitlin, and she will help you have your dream event. To book your stay today, call 800-257-8550 or visit them online at GrandHotelCapeMay.com. GrandHotelCapeMay.com.
At Wells Fargo, we know what got you into your business. Whether it's manufacturing, running a restaurant, or your business from home. What you didn't get into your business for was banking. But luckily, Wells Fargo offers business checking, payments, and lending all in one place, in your neighborhood and on our app, so you can focus on doing what you love. Wells Fargo, you're good at business, we're good at business banking. Learn more at wellsfargo.com/business. Terms apply. Wells Fargo Bank NA member FDIC.
Don't get left in the dark. Power up with a Generac generator from MT Rule, your local Generac generator dealer. Certified technicians properly size and install your generator with true turnkey service. Free estimates, financing options, peace of mind, and annual service contracts. Plus, 1210 listeners get a special offer, a 5-year extended warranty, 1 year of free mobile link monitoring, and a free whole house surge protector. Call 610-539-2920. 610-539-2920.
Hit the road this season to watch our world champion football team. Book your trip with Fans of Philly. Trips are now available for pre-order to Kansas City, Tampa Bay, Green Bay, and more. Travel in style with transportation, a pregame party, and game tickets to enjoy the birds on the road this season with Fans of Philly, the official travel partner of 94 WIP and the Eagles Radio Network. Book now at fansofphilly.com. That's fans with a PH of philly.com.
Do you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by making minimum payments? With credit card debt reaching all-time highs, National Debt Relief is letting everyone know about great debt relief options now available to help people with overwhelming credit card debt. These options may reduce a large portion of your credit card debt. Get a free debt relief consultation when you call 800-586-4040. 800-586-4040. 800-586-4040.
It's Dom time. Dom Giordano. Weekdays, noon till 3 on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and the free Odyssey app.
It's Dom Money Melody.
Where has all the money gone?
Show me the money.
All right, that's exactly right. Here's the clue. Who is covering this all-time best song?
Yeah, let's get that cover.
Okay, who is it? John in Gloucester City. John, who's covering it?
That'd be Willie Nelson.
Thank you, John.
No,
good
not
guess.
Willie.
Okay. No. That's slightly, you can hear.
You can hear a little tinge of Willie.
It's a younger voice, though, than Willie.
Yes.
Mike in Levittown. Mike, you're sitting in a $500,000 house right now in Levittown. They're all a half million, apparently. Mike, who is it?
Robbie Williams.
All right, nicely played, Mike. I hope to see you there. Come up and say hello. The great Joe Conklin, Wildwood. Can't do better than that. July 11th, and I'm hosting somehow or another. Henry, more on that?
Yeah, so I mentioned the part about his movie Better Man, where he is portrayed by a CGI chimpanzee version of himself.
Okay.
Because he said when he was performing that he felt like a performing monkey.
Ah, yes. Irv Harmer used to say that because of the plate glass. We had a smart... We didn't have these expansive windows. There was a little window, and when they would come in, because Irv Harmer was saying something they thought he shouldn't, he would say, throw peanuts in, and the program director would stare him down. He cleaned his gun once on the air, so
oh my God.
There was that during the Gulf War showdown. Yes. You don't see that every day. I can see Greg Stocker if I start cleaning a gun here on the
YouTube.
Air. Hey, bring me that shotgun polish over here. All right. Before I go to the calls, a couple things. So I don't have full details in this, but tomorrow we'll go into it extensively. Chuck Grassley, but others, I'm just watching as this crystallizes. The weasels, Christopher Wray, bring him into the docket again. The FBI finally getting on the bias toward Catholics inside the FBI. And the bias are new documents that they sent out to 1,000-plus FBI employees about Catholics. Now, we already know the Richmond office, and I don't know why we haven't seen them brought in at this point. They shouldn't be able to hide anymore. The ones that had the surveillance of Catholics that wanted to go to a traditional mass in Latin. Remember that? Taking names, license plates, the whole thing. And every time Ray would be there, that's a private personnel matter. We're not going to bring them in. And we didn't have the power to do it. Drag them in. I know people want Epstein. I want the Richmond office. I want to know what the FBI's problem is with Catholics. Mike Fitzpatrick can tell us, too, at some point. Brian Fitzpatrick. I mean, it's an obvious thing. These documents today that are being released point to this more and more. Democrats now, Chuck Schumer today doing a symposium. They're doing a press conference. They're calling it, "We're All Going to Die" bill. That's the big, beautiful bill. And they point out all the people that will die, their projections, if the big, beautiful bill goes through. Millions and even more than the usual stuff they do. Medicaid, of course, et cetera. School choice is in there, too. And I'm watching it like a hawk. Are people going to die if kids can go to better schools, Chuck? And finally, let me play this. This will be cut 9, Henry. Here is Ted Cruz. And Ted Cruz seems like, you know what, I don't know if he's going to run for president again or not. So he's just kicking back his heels in the Senate. And he's calling to his face Cory Booker as Spartacus, to his face, sitting right there next to him in the hearing, Spartacus. Here's Cruz in full what-the-hell mode. I might as well do it.
And I will give my colleague from New Jersey a chance to just answer a simple yes-no question. Should the Biden Justice Department have enforced the criminal law against protesting at a justice's home? Yes or no?
So the rank hypocrisy of Chuck Schumer apologizing the next day and you holding that standard for him and not for your president, who you actually rightfully described when you were running against him in a primary. I would love to run those tapes of how you perfectly talked about the danger of our president and his rhetoric. But now you are failing, in fact, blind to the very things you're accusing Chuck Schumer of. I don't think Donald Trump would know an apology if it hit him in the head. Never has said apologizing. So again, you are very, very, sir, very, very deep into the waters of hypocrisy in your criticisms of Chuck Schumer.
So let the record reflect that Spartacus did not answer the question and did not tell us whether the criminal law should be enforced, because he knows the answer is yes, and he knows that the Biden Department of Justice was being wildly political and partisan in refusing to enforce the law because they disagreed with the Supreme Court justices' rulings.
Oh, man, you don't see that often in the Senate. You know, there's all kinds of decorum. Maybe, I don't know if Fetterman was on that, he'd be chuckling there.
You could tell that almost like slipped out the way he said it.
Oh, yeah.
Like he was going to say, he's like, "This guy." And then he's like, it just slipped out. Spartacus.
Well, I don't think he's running for president again. He may, but it's not the same thing as when he ran the first time. And so, you know, he's in the mode of what the heck, I think, too. Let's go to Robert in Ben Salem. Afternoon, Robert.
Hey, Dom, Dan, it's good to talk to you guys today.
Same here.
Great show, man. I just wanted to point out a few things already. Real wages up 0.8%. Monthly trade imbalance down 50%. Real inflation down 31%. And the dollar is making great gains on the world markets because it's getting strong again. Just in the first few months. That's all I wanted to say.
All right. About that. All right. Yep.
I'm going to go with a personal quirk. I cannot go to sleep unless I have something cold on the nightstand to drink.
Ah, and what's the, where did that start?
I think that it started, my grandmother told me that when I was, my parents were not really on up to the job, and I got taken in for dehydration at one point. And I think that there's something related to that. I cannot go to sleep. I might not drink it, but I can't go to sleep without something cold to drink next.
I drink something. I drink Martin's water, purified, shameless plug, before I go to sleep every night. There you go.
Well played, Dom. Well played. and I'm looking forward, and if I can't make it, I'm looking forward to listening to the stellar bunch of judges you're going to have for the election.
Oh, man, it's a rogue. Awesome. It's a rogue's gallery, isn't it?
It's going to be a great show.
Oh, yeah. You got to be there. But people love having you there. So if in any way, shape, or form, absolutely.
Absolutely. Thank you, Dom. Have a great day, all right?
Thank you, Robert, very much. All right, 855-839-1210. You get on board. Yes, they're just going to certify the election, which we all know Gravy's going to win at Mulligan's. Dan has been texting me, but nothing on the soapboxes yet. He's saying, well, why are people bothering him about soapboxes? Well, figure it out. You know, I would make the Gravy side about 6 inches higher. Always height is an advantage. You know, make the other side. I'm serious.
Already.
Can you imagine? We have a soapbox like this, and then over here, it's a little stool that you stand on. And
what happened to a level playing field here?
No, it's not. It's not on this. It's a home court advantage. It's rigged. But the vote will be honest and certified, and then the Italian Herald is going to write about this and recertify it. They fly their plane over. I would just like to say it's Gravy. The number's up there. But I don't want to have Roe hear that, Henry, because... she actually, when that kid landed his plane, he was all of 18 about 3 or 4 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
He landed it on a bridge down there.
Yeah.
Yeah. We got on the guy that owned the company, and Ro hears that, and oh, it's got to promote the show. And she puts me and Dan up there, love Ro, and all the details on the show. And she fakes an ankle injury so that I won't go back from the beach. Because she hears the plane's going to be going
gosh.
Up. Oh, yeah, she's in the water. Oh, what was that? I stepped in a hole. I can remember.
LeBron there.
Yeah. And
flopping.
That's right. It was a flop. And she's right near the lifeguard. And they're looking like, uh-oh, should we rescue her? And I'm thinking, what the hell? And then the plane flies over.
Oh, man.
It was a great moment. It's the most I've ever gotten on Twitter, I think, of everything. Except I heard the cost. And all. Come on. It's not in the budget. Well, Dom Giordano Productions is a new enterprise. Flying over Wildwood, would that be excessive? All right. 855-839-1210. You got to get in on this one, that all-time quirk. This is coming off. You heard the guy we had on with the raw milk and Bryce Harper. It's kind of quirky to be drinking raw milk, I think, still. That's where it came from. And the fact that Dan doesn't like me driving with 2 feet. Tough. I actually let him drive me. It was his brand new vehicle. And when we drove to Washington, it was difficult to coordinate with them when we broadcast from there. And the guy in the parking garage, for some reason, opened up the window. I don't know why. And the new car smell went out that he was saving for Maisie.
Oh
my God. It was like trauma getting out of Washington
brutal.
With me. You can imagine. Yeah, I like that new car smell too, but. Why would the guy do that? That's what they do. You can't trust anybody with anything.
He hates it. He's like, ugh, new car. Got to roll
exactly.
this down.
Okay, coming up, what is red pill fitness? I'll explain what that is. this is in the Democrats' quest to reach young men. You got to know what red pill fitness is. All right, 855-839-1210. You get on board. First, let's talk about Dr. Benz. When you go to Dr. Benz, it is the red pill thing. He's going to give you the information. He's going to give you choices. He's going to empower you. You're going to, they're partners together working toward your dental health. That's the care that I've gotten from my friend and board-certified prosthodontist, Dr. Robert Bentz, for about 10 years. It's the technology he has, his belief in diagnostic care. You know, this isn't just a once, okay, let's do this. No, no, no. It's very well thought out. And that's how I arrived at recently, I think it was about a month ago, getting a dental implant. It's worked very well. I'm in the process of that. And Dr. Bentz knows that everyone is unique. That's why he brings to the table a lot of options for you to determine your long-term care. And boy, does he have the technology. He combines that with his own instincts as a dentist that other people, other dentists routinely send patients with complications to Dr. Bentz. You can make the right decision with him and get great dental care. So if you're a little unhappy with your dentist, it's been a while, you think there could be some, get that initial appointment. Get that initial evaluation with Dr. Bentz. The great dental health that we all want. That's the Bentz Dental Group. Call now at 610-272-6949. The website, visit BentzDentalGroup.com. 610-272-6949. Okay, it is Dom time. Welcome in, everyone. 855-839-1210, AT&T, and Verizon Wireless. Here's a quirk on air. I just thought about it because I have on pants that I really like. You ever get, I didn't know they were slim fit. And then the other day we went to get the same style with Joseph A. Bank. And they said, oh, those ones you have there are slim fit. And they didn't feel tight. Boy, what a bonus. He wasn't selling me. But anyhow, I have a tendency to rub my left knee around the knee area and wear it out on the air. It's a nervous type of tic. The right, I don't do as much. I've actually placed something on there at times. And I'm being very cautious today with these pants because I don't know that the material can last more than 1,000 time rubbing. I know with jeans, they last about 5,000 times.
Yeah.
It's amazing during a show, particularly if you get in where there's a listen buddy moment with somebody really going toe to toe, you know, or we bring on somebody on the other side that really differs and we're getting into it. Yeah. Could be intense.
Yeah,
that
happens. You're going to put a hole in those pants.
Yeah, so that's a quirk. And this one, I'm keeping both hands together here and not anywhere near it because I mentioned a moment ago what it is that was released by Chuck Grassley is when Christopher Wray sat there and at least suggested it was only the Richmond office profiling, targeting Catholics, it was not that this was done across the country if you were an alleged conservative Catholic. The U.S. bishops weighing in and saying this is religious profiling. Well, bishops, who was president? Who was giving the vibe that we wanted to go down this path? Your buddy, the devout Catholic. What did you say then, bishops, about this? Nothing. In fact, you almost excommunicated the one Monsignor who wouldn't give him communion, Joe Biden. What a shameful group of people, the U.S. Conference of Bishops. They definitively are. So here they're weighing in now. Oh, this is religious profiling. Now it's safe to say, well, who was the architect, at least at the level, that this was continence, that this is the way we ought to go? I would say it was Biden, the Biden administration, the auto pen, the Biden White House. The bottom line is this. You knew about this before. Now, this went out to thousands more FBI people and more field offices were involved than just the people in Richmond. We got to bring those Richmond people in, bring Christopher Wray back. Did he lie under oath? Remember routinely, I was confined to Richmond. We're not going to bring them in. Personnel matter. And it ended there. We've never gotten them to actually hear them articulate why they had such a problem with a Latin mass. Pretty much as far as I understand it. And the bishops now are religious profiling. Yeah, it was then too. You said nothing. You were not on this. You did not take it to Biden publicly. You wouldn't. Because you agree with him on illegal immigration and 1,000 other things. 855-839-1210. So I'll give you more detail tomorrow. On the plus side, there are actually Catholic influencers, young people that are influencers. And there are stories today all over the place of the revival of the Catholic Church. One scene was in just a candlelit church in Greenwich Village that hardly seems like the type of place where the Catholic Church would be thriving. But absolutely, it is. The bishops, not so much. You know, one more lecture from them on Trump, particularly Dolan, Cardinal Dolan. But that's what's broken today. I'll try to get more of the innards of that, specifics on that, but that's where we are. Let's go to the great Joe of Exton on Talk Radio 1210. Hello, Joe. Welcome in.
Yes. Hello, Dom, and good afternoon. My quirk is a foreign one. British automobile manufacturers place the steering wheel on the right side of the car, and British automobiles drive on the left side of the road.
Okay. All right, Joe, thank you. Well, we do the opposite. I guess that's a quirk. Well, it's American, so they're quirky on the other side.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, well, it's sort of true. All right, it is the lightning round now. Hit us with that all-time quirk of yours or one that you noticed. This coming off, Dan, of course, always want to go quirks of my 2 feet driving, which I feel is an added protection. But really coming off Bryce Harper and the raw milk thing. 855-839-1210. That's how you get on board. Jeff Van Drew on tomorrow at 1:30. We want to talk with him, the big, beautiful bill. A lot of these guys in the House now trying to use the Elon Musk rush here. But they're telling, you know, they're telling various left-wing, well, you know, Elon Musk is going to make a difference here. Really? Are these senators going to be emboldened to push back against Trump and defeat this bill unless they get what? It's a little hard to say at this point. They're all over the place. But I do know this. Urgency is needed here. If you let these guys get past July 4th, you know what happens. It goes on and on and on endlessly. What are they debating? What don't they know at this point? The answer is nothing. This is just always there's a lack of urgency that the country needs this and we have to move forward. 855-839-1210. You get on board? AT&T and Verizon Wireless. Push pound 1210. Lightning round next on Talk Radio 1210. Ah, that's right. Let's talk, though, first of all. Big news because Rescue Natural Supplements is rolling back the clock and prices. That's right. The supplements you trust at prices you haven't seen in over a decade. Plus, they're offering a massive 33% off on top of an already discounted 2010 rollback pricing. That's every product, omega-3s, probiotics, joint support, everything. Prices roll back. To get you ready for summer, just use the code WELLNESS at checkout for 33% off your entire order on Rescue single bottles. To order, call a Rescue product consultant at 800-26-ALIVE. That's 800-262-5483. Or shop online by visiting res-q.com, res-q.com. Feel better, get active, and turn back the clock with Rescue's 2010 pricing. Again, use that code WELLNESS for 33% off any single bottle. That's the code WELLNESS, W-E-L-L-N-E-S-S, 33% off on top of 2010 rollback pricing. Get healthy, get saving at res-q.com. Do it today.
The time has come for the final test.
We usually call it the lightning round.
That's right. Every day at this time, we sort out the winner. Your name goes into the hat. Don't forget, Friday, we pull it out. Well, we roll the dice, whatever they do in there. And it'll probably be a $50 gift card to Gallo's up there on the boulevard, thanks to Jim Harvey. So today, these quirks, either yours or somebody else that you notice, coming off mine and Dan's projection in the raw milk thing, Gary in Newtown on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Gary.
Hey, Dom. How are you?
Good.
Great show.
Thank you,
beautiful
Gary.
Day outside, too. And you're one of your callers, the guy. Is he going to be a judge? Because I would like to bring my wife, Sauce, and have him judge that while we're there on the 20th, by the way.
Sure, absolutely. Which guy are you talking to? You mean the chef?
No, the guy from South Philly this morning. On earlier.
Yeah, Frank from South Philly.
I would love to have his opinion of my wife, Sauce, honest to God.
Okay, good. We can get an opinion there. That's always good.
All right, good. Good. So my dad told me a long time ago, Gary, you can't dunk your Oreo in a glass of milk because if you let it sit there too long, it'll break off and it sits at the bottom. I said, okay, then, Dad, what do I do? He goes, you have to put it in your mouth, then put your milk into your mouth and hold it until it becomes soft, and then you eat it. That's the way I eat my Oreos.
Oh, my God. Well, that is a really involved process. That is the great example of a quirk. Now, was your dad this maniacal, though, on everything else?
My dad ironed his jeans, so you tell me.
Is your dad worried? Is it a choking hazard at all? I feel like putting the whole Oreo in.
No, no. He just didn't. He didn't like the Oreo floating at the bottom. He couldn't deal with it.
You know, I admire that, though, the ironing of the jeans. There's nothing like something that just ironed like you just stepped out of an ad. That's the way I like the...
And, Dom, about your straight leg jeans, as long as they don't fit tight, they look much better, I got to tell you.
All righty. Thank you very much, Chad. They're not too tight. Absolutely. I wear them for workouts all the time. None of that Scott of Mount Laurel and Henry of Machette's mob outfits with the sweatpants and all. They don't look good on anybody, the sweatpants, particularly women. You don't know what you're seeing there. I can't imagine, you know, a woman in sweatpants. It's like,
If you can pull them off, you can pull them off.
All right. The Earl of Tacony, who looks great in a green leisure suit. All right, Earl, what's yours today?
I don't think I qualify as a judge, because you're going to ask, is it sauce or gravy? And I'm going to say neither. It's marinara.
Well, you could run for office in Tacony with that, though, yes.
But my answer is going to be something my uncle used to do all the time, and that's chronic one-upsmanship. You've been on the air for 15 years, Dom. I've been on the air for 20. You got two kids. I got three. Roe gave you a kidney. My wife gave me a kidney, a lung, and a heart.
That's very good. The one-upmanship chronic there. I'm down maybe recency bias, Henry. You can give me another. I really like Gary's, though, with the father, but I really liked Earl's. As a guy who just does that as, like, breathing, they're both contenders. Who did you like?
Those two definitely stuck out, but I have to mention Joe and Columbus, you know what I mean?
Yeah, that's right. Good observation. I got to say Gary's today, though. That's exactly a quirky type of thing that's real, that actually did it. So, Gary, your name goes into the hat. And again, if you want to hit me up, you'd like to be a judge of elections. Renee Rinaldi has agreed, who wrote Gravy Wars. She happens to be summering the Jersey Shore and through connections, the Italian Herald and all this. We'll let you vote when you come to Mulligan's this time. Only one ballot. That's why we have all these judges. Roe's going to be a stickler. I don't know. Scott of Mount Laurel there, though. He might try to. And you can electioneer. You can tell people when they come in. You got to go with the gravy. But I won't know if you tell them I'll buy you a beer or whatever. Anything can happen with this, but we'll try to be official. They're going to be sticklers with a ballot box. I need next a team of no-neck guys. You can never have enough no-neck guys. Remember that. That's one of the top 10 things in life. All right, we got a great side question tomorrow coming off. Today was the 36th anniversary of Tiananmen Square. Henry on hiatus. Mm-hmm. And is it an undisclosed location, or where are you going?
I am going down to Austin, Texas.
Ah, the music scene. No?
More of a comedy scene now, but I'm sure I'll partake in some live music.
All right. Austin for Henry. Mm-hmm. Dan back tomorrow. And follow me on Twitter until then at DomShow1210, at DomShow1210, if you want to be a judge and all. I don't know how many more. We can't have 1,000 judges. How are we going to bribe all those people if there's 1,000 of them? All you need is just watch Roe. Just tell, you know, just be nice and sweet and mannerly. And then Roe might let you get away with murder. Who knows? All right. Rich is next today for 4 big hours. Follow on Twitter at DomShow1210. And tomorrow, Jeff Andrew at 1:30. And I plan to, I think Jeff's a Catholic too. I plan to have a lot more of this. You got to bring Christopher Wray, the smug-looking former head of the FBI. They're finally on this. New documents. They were going after Catholics, not just through the Richmond office. That was their it's just one office, you know, rogue stuff. We put a stop to that. This was widespread. Why? Why with an alleged Catholic as president? Why didn't the bishops speak up more? When are the bishops going to speak up at any time about anything that's correct? We'll get into all of it tomorrow. Rich next. right here on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Tom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports. Other days it's cooking or music. Or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.